All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's draft night. You know we're pumped up about it. You know we've talked a lot about the Jeremy Grant trade, but let's turn our attention to the actual draft. And many of you have said, how come you're not doing mock drafts? As Rico told me off air yesterday, you stupid bleep hole, nobody knows these players. So I said, you know what? One man does. It's the man in the Thanos t-shirt. It's a man who watches more college and high school basketball than some D1 coaches. We bring you now an educational NBA mock draft where Rico illuminates, highlights, and really just opens up your eyes to some interesting storylines tonight. It's Big Black Rumors. Let go of my meat. David, please scintillate the crowd with the latest and greatest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the latest and greatest. Let's just nail this one down because we've kind of talked about it with the Pistons. Let's talk about it with the entire NBA team.
Still trying to work on securing the box.
Windhorse is reporting, of course, that Charlotte wants to deal Gordon Hayward. They want to possibly package the 13 and 15. Outside of the Pistons' conversation with that, though, will they and can they get this done with Gordon Hayward tonight, draft night?
Yes. They have to.
Yeah. And here's what I want from Rico. Give an example of who the hell you take at 13 and 15. Give me an example of, like, what that looks like. What human beings do I get?
Well, Mike, at that point, that's when you're looking at Mark White,
I'm going to massage my
Mark Williams.
Yeah, Mark Williams. Mark White is a former coach at Renaissance. Mark Williams, big man from Duke. You're looking at the big man falling at that point. Centers aren't valued as much in the NBA draft.
He's like Time Lord, people. Rim runner, shot blocker, rebounder, freak athlete.
So this is where that person would slide in there. But for Charlotte, they got to get rid of this pick. And tonight's the night you can do this because this is like not paying taxes tonight for the NBA.
The picks are the tax credits.
Right. You could just do whatever for 12 hours. It's like the purge. And after that, we go back to business as usual. But that's where you see Jalen Durant. You see the Mark Williams. You see those type of guys sliding to that spot. That's why I said for the Pistons, if one of those guys are there, maybe you jump in and say, Charlotte, we'll help you.
All right, next.
Open wide. I got some of those rumors.
Hey, yo! Now, this is a giant rumor. I'm not even sure if it actually happens or if they're just trying to set groundwork to see what they can get. But the Spurs seem to be fielding offers for DeJounte Murray. And multiple people have said it's for a Drew Holiday-like package. Drew Holiday was dealt from the Pelicans to the Bucks. I believe 3 first-round picks were involved in that trade. Drew Holiday is 25 years old. Is this actually going to happen? Atlanta's been talking with them about maybe Collins, Murray swap.
You can ask for anything you want. I have to tell you, I can't go there. And DeJounte Murray's a really nice player, but I can't do it. I'll leave it to Rico. That's just... What team's in a position to offer 3 first-round picks where DeJounte Murray puts you over the top to win a title?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all. I mean, this sounds like there's a third team involved, and you're going to get something else back in return.
Oh, I love the 3-team deals.
Yeah, because right now, just a one-on-one deal, this is the dumbest deal ever. So you got to see who's the third team and what are they bringing to the party.
Next.
succulent, delicious rumors.
Use that bonus code.
I need
this one pains me because I thought the Pistons were getting this pick from Portland. Portland kept the number 7th overall selection in tonight's draft, did not send it to Detroit. Well, there may be a reason for that.
OG.
They're talking to Toronto about OG. Now, Collins, of course, can't go there now. They have Jeremy Grant, so it has to be for OG.
Right.
Is that actually going to happen?
I can see that. Because, like I said, we overvalue Grant. We all thought, we'll put it this way, his value started depreciating. He had that type of value a while ago, but the Pistons held on. But yes, if you're Portland, you're hitting that desperation stage where you got to do whatever it takes to make Dame happy. For some reason, you keep tricking this man into thinking you have a good team. And he falls for it every time. Bringing him in there, yeah, along with Grant, now you're building something and you could at least be competitive in the West. Not to win it, but you're competitive.
And also, here's the value proposition. What's more valuable to Dame in the here? And now, again, guys, I love Dame. He's not young anymore. Dame's 30, I believe. Is it the number 7 pick with another rookie babysitting? And nobody wants to listen to me. Only the rarest of rookies play 20 minutes a night. Mm-hmm. Or is it OG Anunoby, a guy who's been on a title team, who comes from a program in Toronto that they coach real adults, is athletic, albeit brittle. If I'm Portland and I've added...
You push your chips to the table.
I got Grant and Anunoby to go with Dame, to go with a couple of my young guys like Anthony Simons, etc. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, you resign Simon. Yeah, because now it looks like Portland's winning the draft day because of the pick from yesterday. And if you could pull this thing off... Yeah, we didn't have a pick, didn't care. We got better.
So you just said something though, Mike. So yeah. I get the number 7th pick would be involved. You would not have to give up Simons to get OG?
No way.
Okay.
No, and David, that's just, again, that's not like I run Portland.
Right.
If I did, I'm never giving up Simons.
You don't want to do
Simons
that.
Has been fearless since entering the league. He came in at 19 and he looked like he was 12, and he's rolling into heat check threes. With Dame on the court, you got to have pendulous balls to take those shots.
If anything, if you got to balance out the salary, they would just dump dead weight in order to make that work. But I don't think you're giving up anything good.
No. For Toronto, it's just all about they don't have the money to pay OG. They got another direction to go. And they got somebody they like at 7.
And maybe you even offer up your number 1 pick for next year.
Oh, my.
If you have to. I mean, because you're in and winning now. Because think about it. It's like the Rams with Stafford. You give up the picks because you're not expecting to have a good pick. So you go ahead and take pick number 29, pick 30, because we're going to be winning.
This next rumor involves your team, Mike, and I want to know what the right price is.
Hold on, let me prepare myself.
The Celtics are the balls.
The Celtics appear willing to engage in conversations on rotation players like Grant Williams and Peyton Pritchard. But it says, what is the right price? What do you think the right price is for these two individuals?
Let me say something before him because he's going to be personal. For those two guys, I would simply say I would look at what Draymond Green did in Golden State. Don't outprice yourself. You could be a part of something special because that team is still young enough. Yep. And I know they didn't win, but man, you know what? I gave Mike a hard time. That was a good team, David. You bring those guys back. Sign a 2-3 year deal, go short term, and then try to make up your money later,
well,
but collect the rings.
They're under contract for, I believe, 2 more years each.
I believe so.
So they're still rookie scale, but you're right. That bill's coming. Look, man, here's what I would compare it to. Killian Hayes. He has value to you, not value to others.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Williams and Peyton Pritchard are more valuable to the Celtics. I'm with Rico on this. Than anybody else. You're asking me if I'm another GM, what do I want for B Rabbit? I don't know, crazy bread? A dipping sauce?
Like, can I at least get Detroit style pizza?
Sure. But like, it's just one of those things. Like, oh, well, he's a good backup guard. Right. And I'll go find that in the draft. So, yeah, David, my answer will be, oh, I'm sure the Celtics would love to go shopping. Ain't nobody picking up the phone.
Big and juicy. Rumors.
Roughly 8, maybe 10, 12 inches.
And I'll finish it off with this, and I'm going to take a page from Rico, and I'm actually going to give an over-under.
Mm-hmm.
Because this rumor says Indiana, Utah, Boston, Detroit, all described as being teams looking to acquire back half first round selection.
Yeah.
So do we get over under 4.5 deals made in the back half? When I mean back half, I mean after 16.
Yeah, I'll say over. Mm. The new wave of the NBA, teams are willing to sell a draft pick. Mm-hmm. Teams are willing to move picks forward. And teams are willing to take these wacky, you know, I'll give you 4 second round picks over the next 6 years. And yeah, David. And honestly, it's your only way to get better as a playoff team. It's your best shot. You see a guy you like. Like, look, the Pistons in that swap went to 36. You know, all of a sudden, the player you couldn't believe is available at 28, I'm going and getting him.
Yeah.
It's your only way. So I'll say yes to it.
It's funny that you said that, because Charlotte at 13 and 15 may get to the point where, you know what, guys, we can't afford these picks and nobody played ball with us. And they're just going to be trying to get out of those picks. But yeah, in the end, the NBA draft goes so quickly. It seems like deals, you know, Woj bombs are just dropping left and right.
Oh, I love it.
I love it. Honestly, I would go higher than that, David, for the rest of the draft or just the first round?
6.5. Just the rest of the draft.
Oh, rest of the draft? Oh, man, I'd probably go 6, 7.5 or more.
17?
Right.
Do you know how many foreign players are going to just, like, be bought and sold? And
that, right, that includes all of a sudden Cleveland has decided to give up their pick and they put it on the curb. Anybody wants it, free pick. It's like puppies.
Players going to be changing hats from left and right.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, son, give me that hat back. Here you go. There you go. You're a Clipper now.
No more.
And those are your
rumors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.